Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Gaza and its supporters are left without a supporter or helper. The flotilla, which set a sail from Italy in an attempt to break the ongoing blockade of Gaza and deliver humanitarian aid, was attacked on the night of Thursday, April 30, near the island of Crete by the forces of the occupying Zionist entity. More than 170 civilians, including 20 Turkish men, were abducted and detained. The ship's communication networks were cut and their engines were damaged. Following the attack, the Turkish Foreign Ministry issued a written statement describing it as an act of piracy, targeting international law, and calling on other countries to take a unified stance. The Turkish Parliament also passed a resolution unanimously adopted by all parties, declaring the attack a war crime and emphasizing the need for a proactive and decisive approach to holding the occupying forces accountable for their crimes before international courts. As usual, while Muslim leaders were busy with empty rhetoric, the quote, Board of Peace, led by U.S. President Trump, mocked the flotilla, describing it as, quote, performative love boat activism. The U.S. also called on member states of this council to close their ports to the flotilla and prevent it from refueling. This attack by the Jewish entity forces is not the first, nor will it be the last. Following the attack on the Mavi Marmara ship years ago and the attack on the Freedom Flotilla in late 2015. Turkey took no deterrent measures. Therefore, we condemn the Foreign Ministry's statement and empty parliamentary motion. The parliamentary motion is a document that grants the government permission and authority to carry out military action, yet it contains no mention of this, not even on paper. Furthermore, referring the matter to international courts, instead of holding the occupying forces accountable and calling for the intervention of other institutions and parliaments, is clear evidence of impotence and a lack of seriousness. Especially since the, quote, Board of Peace, which claims to bring peace to Gaza and in which Turkey participates, approved this illegal attack. Moreover, the United States went even further by demanding that member states not open their ports to the flotilla and prevent it from refueling. Everything that has happened demonstrates that these pro-American regimes have abandoned Gaza for the past 2.5 years and have also forsaken their own supporters. They have failed to protect Gaza or even their own citizens in international waters and the blue homeland. Thus was the case yesterday. Gaza and its supporters are left without a protector today. Gaza and the sincere Muslims who care for it have no protector but Allah Almighty. The sincere efforts of Muslims will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and will have an impact on the people of Gaza. As for the usurping Zionist entity and the infidel America, whose oppression has spread everywhere, only the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, and its armies will stop them. Media Office of Hizb Tahrir in Wilaya, Turkiyah.